This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More than 20 heads of state are expected in Washington this week. They'll be joining top U.S. officials and tens of thousands of other Americans in remembering former President Ronald Reagan. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that extra security is being added around the city.
At Washington National Cathedral, where the former president's funeral service will be held on Friday, temporary chain-link fencing has already been erected, and security guards check cars at every entrance. Inside the large stone church, Docent Bill McGee gives an abbreviated tour to one of the last groups that will be allowed in before the funeral.
This is the seat of the Bishop of Washington. It's called a cathedral because cathedra is a Greek word for chair or seat.
Right now, the 57-acre cathedral complex is on what's called modified level 3 security. Tomorrow night, it will go to level 4. That means no more tours, and the entire area will be shut off from outside traffic. On Friday, only invited guests, including President Bush, four former U.S. presidents, and hundreds of other dignitaries will be allowed in. Bishop John Bryson Chain spoke to reporters today.
I can tell you with great confidence that this will be the safest place in America on Friday morning. And I say that based on intricate planning from the Secret Service, from the Military District of Washington, from our own police force.
All of these agencies and many others are involved in the security for this week's event. It's the first state funeral to be held in Washington in more than 30 years. But when former President Lyndon Johnson's body was brought to the Capitol in 1973, it was a very different city and very different times. D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey says security is now a major preoccupation.
In a post-9/11 world, we have to be very concerned about that and aware of the potential for something to happen, not that we've received any information at all that anyone is planning to do anything at this event.
But officials believe Washington is always a prime terrorist target. On Sunday, the Department of Homeland Security designated the funeral a national special security event. That means days off and vacations have been canceled for thousands of law enforcement officials. Bomb-sniffing dogs, rooftop sharpshooters, and aerial surveillance will all be in place. Ramsey says members of his police force will line both sides of Constitution Avenue tomorrow evening when a horse-drawn caisson carries the former president's casket from the White House ellipse to the Capitol. They'll also help protect the many dignitaries expected for the funeral, including former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
We do have numerous heads of state that will be coming. Some are individuals that we consider to be somewhat high risk, so they will require some additional coverage and security.
Security will also be tight at the U.S. Capitol, where Mr. Reagan's body will lie in state from Wednesday evening until Friday morning. Officials expect some 100,000 mourners to show up. All of them will be required to line up outside the Capitol and pass through metal detectors before entering. Officer Michael Lauer, a spokesman for the U.S. Capitol Police, says officials are discouraging people from bringing any large bags, such as backpacks.
That'll slow down the screening process, as well as we're trying to deter people from bringing flowers to leave inside the rotunda. That will not be permitted, as well as cameras. There will be no photography inside the rotunda as well.
Lauer says his department has been planning for this event for years and is used to screening large numbers of people.
Everything's in place pretty much now, and we should be all set to go.
In fact, a number of officials said security efforts have been helped by all the planning that's been done in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Law enforcement and other agencies in this region talk routinely, and they've had plenty of practice working together, most recently providing security for the dedication of the World War II Memorial. Officials say basically everyone knows where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.